Land, Crown land administered by Inac, and Commissioner's land administered by the government of Nunavut and or the hamlet of Baker Lake. Inac has negotiated the issuance of a land lease for the all-season road on Crown land and will enforce the instruments of land tenure for this project component. Under the Nunavut Waters and Nunavut Surface Rights Tribunal Act, Inac will also be responsible for inspecting and monitoring compliance to the conditions of any water license issued by the Water Board. Inspectors designated by the Minister under Section 85(1) of the Act will enforce license terms and conditions. Inac did not extensively review any third-party compensation arrangements, such as the Fisheries No Net Loss Plan, because these are not captured by our mandate. Further, Inac did not review those physical structures that are planned within fresh waters as part of the Fisheries Compensation Agreement, but suggests that the water license include a provision for the final plans for these structures. Accompanied by the Fisheries and Oceans Canada authorization, the Nunavut Water Board should also request that Fisheries and Oceans Canada confirm with the Board and the INEC inspector that these structures are built to specifications and as defined in the water license. Concerns identified by INAC during the Nunavut Impact Review Board's Part 5 review and initial steps in the regulatory phase have been addressed to a great extent by information and commitments provided by their proponent. The written INAC intervention highlights those issues that continue to be a concern for the department. Time does not permit us to go through the entire intervention of this hearing. Therefore, we will touch only on key issues that relate to water resources, land as it relates to water, monitoring, and abandonment and reclamation. We can provide electronic copies of our written intervention to anyone who would like to review our observations in detail. There are also copies available on the back table. The department recommends that the Nunavut Water Board water license require the proponent to report on certain matters related to the management of its proposed Meadowbank Gold project. The primary issues of concern for the department include monitoring the geotechnical permafrost stability of project structures, monitoring the water balance and water quality model, geochemical monitoring, waste rock management, waste water management, solid waste management, and closure and reclamation conditions. Our department would like to make recommendations concerning the geotechnical and permafrost stability of the physical structures associated with the proposed Meadowbank Gold project. We believe that as-built topographic surveys, together with thermal deformation seepage instrumentation monitoring results, should be provided to the Water Board under the water license, and comparison of these results with predicted performance should also be a license consideration and reported in the company's annual report. Site inspection program results should be provided to the Nunavut Water Board on a regular basis as observed in our intervention. Final design drawings for project structures are required, especially for any designs changed in advance of construction. INAC recommends that additional geotechnical investigations of foundation conditions be a requirement for any retention structure where the loss of contained fluids or materials would negatively influence water quality. For such structures, a comprehensive geothermal analysis should be completed for any designs where permafrost is a design component necessary for adequate performance of the structure, and or where either freezing or freeze-thaw could be a detracting feature of the design. Several issues related to water quantity and quality have been raised by the department through the water licensing process. We believe that Agnico Eagle has made a very good effort to address many aspects of our concerns. Certain details require further clarification in the short and long term to satisfy our needs related to water quality and quantity. The proponent has developed a water balance and water quality model to manage the discharge of water within the tailings containment area. This model is designed to ensure that the quality of discharged water will not exceed metal mining effluent regulations criteria, and that the Canadian Council of Ministers of the Environment Water Quality Guidelines for the Protection of Freshwater Aquatic Life are met. INAC recommends that the proponent collect climate and hydrological data as part of its ongoing monitoring program and incorporate collected data into the water balance and water quality model. INAC recommends that the proponent be required to submit a water balance and water quality modeling report every 3 months for the initial 2 years of mine operation. The model would be recalibrated as necessary at the end of each three-month period. This will allow for confidence in the water quality modeling results and the eventual release of water. Following these first 2 years of mine operations, water balance and quality monitoring can become an annual occurrence. The proponent plans on depositing waste rock in several areas during construction of project infrastructure, which includes roads, building pads, waste rock facility, and dikes and dams. INAC recommends that the proponent identify all waste rock by general lithology and location relative to its placement. This will allow for the proponent and the Nunavut Water Board to understand the type of waste rock and provide a basis for investigating the source of acid rock drainage should such drainage occur. Non-acid generating waste rock material will be placed as cover over the waste rock facility and tailings storage facility. The appropriate thickness to protect the environment should be tested during operations, and an annual report of the results of this testing should be submitted to the Water Board for review. INAC recommends that the proponent identify all waste rock by general lithology and location relative to its placement to understand the type of waste rock and provide basis for investigating the cause of any acid rock drainage. Further, INAC recommends that the proponent determine the appropriate thickness to protect the environment by testing during operations and submit the results in an annual report to the Nunavut Water Board for review. INAC recommends that a geochemical monitoring and waste rock storage report be provided to the Nunavut Water Board on an annual basis. This report would present and interpret data associated with tailing solids, tailing supernatant, cyanide leach residue, bleed from the cyanide destruction process, and waste rock. This report is needed to assess the quality and quantity of leachate produced within the project area and to determine its effects on the receiving environment. Annual reporting of geochemical monitoring data should include, but not be limited to, operational acid base accounting and paste pH test work used for waste rock designation. This would include potentially acid-generating rock or non-acid-generating rock. As-built volumetrics of waste rock used in construction and sent to the waste rock facility with estimated balance of acid generation to acid neutralization capacity in a given sample, as well as metal toxicity. All monitoring data with respect to geochemical analysis on-site and related to road quarries and permanent access road. Leaching observations and tests on pit slope and dike exposures. All water quality data, geochemical or otherwise, with respective locations that have been collected during a given year. Reporting of any geochemical outcomes or observations that could imply or lead to environmental impact should be reported to the Water Board within 7 days of observation. The proponent has identified plans to provide for sewage treatment and sludge disposal throughout the life of the plant, from the construction stage through the operations and demolition stages. INAC recommends that the sewage treatment plant treatment capabilities be analyzed throughout operations to ensure that they are meeting effluent quality requirements and that they meet industrial waste discharge criteria